Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Preacher Bill and the Gospel Hour Message. This morning's message, God is always near. And I have several scriptures we're going to go to. We're going to start out in Isaiah, go to Joshua, Deuteronomy, Hebrews, and Psalms. So, but first of all, we're going to start in Isaiah 41:10. So if you'll find your place there, Joshua 1:9. Find your place there. I'm going to play a song as I always do. It's called Nearer My God to Thee. And then after that, we're going to do the prayers. Thank you for coming out, folks. Thank you for coming and listening. But while we're doing the song, find your place in Isaiah 41:10, and thank you for coming out, and then I'll go to the prayers. Thank you for being here. Me, folks, I ain't feeling great this morning. Here we go. This will play for a minute and 40-something seconds, folks. I'm going to cut it off there, folks. In Isaiah, in 41, is that where I was going? Let me go back to where my notes are, folks, to make sure. Isaiah 41:10, that's where we need to be. But like I said, before we do that, I want to get into the prayers. So prayers for this week, folks. We have Peggy Virch, who's going to go see the doctor Monday. Peggy Virch is having some problems. They found a spot on one of her ribs, so they want to go in and they check and probably take that off of there. It may or may not be cancer. We don't know that, folks. But we do know this much, that God's almighty hand is in it, and he'll take care of Peggy no matter what. And then we have Joseph Gray, who's had some problems for the longest time. As long as I've known Joseph, Joseph has had some issues with his hip. He's got a bad hip, folks. Joseph is older. He's been to the VA. The VA has mistreated him. He's had to go find a regular doctor. The VA just did not take care of him well, did not give him the medicine that he needed. And on top of it, he's had cancer and he's had other issues. His body is a mess. When I talked to Joseph a couple of times here online, Joseph told me how bad things are. And I just could not imagine how a man could get around like he does. The pain that he must be in, and they don't give him the pain meds because of the big crisis, the opioid crisis in this country, but he needs his pain meds in order to continue to deal with it. So let's pray for that Joseph would be able to be healed and that things would be taken care of properly. And if nothing else, at least the Lord would give the doctors the knowledge to at least give him pain management. And thank you for that. But we have some other thoughts, and there's this big thing going on about what happened down in Texas with the shooting and the 10 people that were shot. You know, folks, the more they promote this stuff, the more they brainwash these young minds of the children that are seeing this stuff on television, the more we have copycats. What I'm trying to say here, folks, is that these people that are doing it have no reason other than to just copy after somebody else. We put up with this stuff for over 20 years, at least, with these school shootings. And yet, they continue to promote it on the news instead of trying to find out way to find out what's wrong with the health of these young children, what's causing it and why. Now, I'm not saying anything other than this, folks. Pray for the families that have lost their children. Pray for the families that lost their loved ones, two adults. As for the rest, let's just pray that our government, our society as a whole, would find some way to fix what's going on with the mental crisis in this country and why it's gotten so far out of hand. Because there's an underlying issue that nobody's looking at, folks. There's got to be a connection somewhere. You never have that much without having these kinds of things go on. It's just not an everyday occurrence. The world is losing its grip. I know this much. We took the Bible out of schools. We took the Bible out of church. We don't even bother to go to church half the time. People don't listen to the gospel the way they should. So pray that people will get back to God, because that's where this problem is. The devil is in this, folks. That's our connection. The devil is being allowed to run wild. His time is getting close. That's why we're seeing these things. The Bible says it's going to wax worse and worse, and this is waxing worse and worse. Father, we just ask you, watch over these families, protect them, guide them, give them the strength today to know that you are there, Father, for them. And I thank you for that. Now, there's one other thing that I want to give you. This is a good testimony. Barbara Montgomery Norman. She posted her sister has had stage 4 lung cancer. But after months of chemo and radiation, she's cancer-free. Praise God. Praise God for that. Because she doesn't have to suffer right now. And for whatever reason, God touched her and cleared that up. And that's a blessing and a half. Thank you for doing that for Barbara's sister. I'm asking you for prayer for Sandy. Our friend Sandy Washer was going through some struggles with work and what have you. And this week she said things are a little bit better, but we know they're never right. That's because we are sheep among the wolves. But Sandy also mentioned that she doesn't feel good today. She's got probably the same thing that's going on with me, which is probably the allergies from the pollen from the trees, because neither of us ever had allergies in our life. And I know things change every 7 years or so in the body, and we all react differently. But my sinuses have been bothering me for the last couple of days. Sandy said it's starting to catch up with her, so please pray for her. And anyone else that you know of, folks, I've mentioned some things in our group on Facebook called Prayers and Concerns. Go there if you want, and you'll see there's some other listed prayers and some other issues. And if you ever have any, folks, please join that group and leave your prayers there. We should be leaving our prayers at the feet of the Lord and leaving it there and never doubting that he'll take care of them. We tend to do that as humans. Father, I thank you for the prayers this morning, praise for the praises, and I thank you for all that you've given us, Lord, a good life and a good place to eat, sleep, and live. Thank you for all you do for us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this morning's message in Isaiah is about God being there for us always. He's always there. God never leaves us. He never forsakes us, even though we think he does. There are times we don't believe that there's even a God. Now, that's somewhat normal for normal people, so pretty much worldly normal people, I should say. Because those that are Christians, yeah, we go through our days. Don't get me wrong. I'm just as bad. I'm just as guilty. There are days I doubt, is there a God even standing next to me because things get so bad, and I get so weak in my thoughts and my faith that I want to just lay down and give up. You know, we can't do that. God's always there. Not only is he always there, folks, I'm going to read you what I wrote in my notes before I even got to this part of the message. I want to tell you something, folks. Nowhere can we go or escape the love of God. Nowhere. It doesn't matter what we do. There's a part in the Bible that talks about the writing on the wall, and it talks about where they were down in this cave, and they were eating and drinking and living it up, and having a great time, and committing all kinds of sins and thinking that no one will ever know what's going on down there, right? Because they thought they could hide from the world and have a den, just like what goes on in our world today with the pedophiles and the sex trade and all of that. It's all hidden in back corners like nobody ever knows it's there, right? But that's not true. We can't even hide the sin in our own heart without it eventually showing. But my notes say this. Never when we think we are alone are we. In the darkest hour of pain, in the darkest hour of shame, or in our sin of desire, can we hide? God's always with us because God is, and God is who he says he's going to be, and he's there consistently. Those people were hiding in the cave. And all of a sudden, there was just a hand, no arm, no body, just a hand writing on the wall. And it wrote something, and King Nebuchadnezzar had to ask for someone to come interpret what that saying meant. And Daniel told him what it meant, and it wasn't a good thing, folks. And I'm not going to go there because it's a whole nother another message for another time. But you see, you can't hide from God. Those people thought they could. They couldn't. So let's look at this 41. In 41:10, it says this, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help thee. Yes, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Amen. And thank you, Father, for holding us up, because even with my weakness this morning of being sick and so many others, when we look to you, we get our strength, no matter how weak we are. So thank you for that, Father. But you see, folks, God never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He'll never leave us alone. And you'll see this as I go through the scriptures this morning. He says he's going to strengthen us. And we have nothing to be afraid of, nothing to be dismayed or scared from. And he'll give us the strength to go on and continue to press forward. This week was a tough time for me, struggling with different issues going on besides the fact of not feeling well. And the Lord kept whispering in my ear, one foot in front of the other, my friend, one foot in front of the other. You just keep doing what I'm telling you and things are going to work out. God always hears our cries. He hears our concerns and our prayers, just like the terrible things Job went through. If you go look at the book of Job, you'll find out, and if you ever read it, you know what I'm talking about. Job went through, in his life, some things that were terrible. He lost his family. He lost all of his possessions. He lost everything. The only thing left that he had was his wife and some friends. And the wife and his friends would come by, and they would keep telling him, listen, why you sit here praying to God? Why you keep expecting God to do something from you? And I'm paraphrasing all of this, folks, believe me. But they kept trying to convince him to give up on the ghost. Give up on the Holy Spirit. Give up on God. Just pick up yourself and go on. Don't worry about it. God wants you to do this. God wants you to do that. Doesn't that sound like our friends in the world sometimes? Just go do this and don't do that. Don't worry about what God says. Think this the way it's got to be. And you know what? I'm telling you, when we give that up, just like Job wouldn't do it. When we do, we know we're in danger, folks. We lose our strength. We lose our power. And before you know it, the devil creeps in and his subtleties gets a hold of us. Because just like when I was an alcoholic and a drug addict, and I thought I was having a good time in life, and I thought, well, I can have myself a glass of booze, and all of a sudden I'm going to feel better, and it's going to wash away my pain, and guess what? All it did was make my life miserable. As you see, when you turn your back on God, guess where you're going? You're going back to the misery pit. You're going back out among the wolves, and you have no strength left, and you have nothing to help you through it all. But you see, God didn't walk away from me. God stayed right there and held my hand. And even though I kept trying to pull away like a kid running in the shopping center from his mother or father, and he's trying to tug to get over to the toys, God was me like that in the world, acting like a fool, going to go do my own thing, not realizing the penalty of what's going to come. And that's what this is about, folks. I'm trying to tell you, God is always there. And I am so thankful that he held my hand, that he kept me in his arms all those times. When I thought I was walking alone, when I wasn't, just like the footprints in the sand saying, I didn't carry me through those troubles. God carried me through those troubles. And he'll carry me through these. He'll carry me through the next few days. He'll carry me through the rest of my life as long as I continue to believe in him, have faith in him, and trust in him. And then he'll take care of me. Through all the loss and the rejection that Job went through and the negative advice from his own, he still hung in there. And then, you know, because he hung in there, God gave him the strength and goodness to carry Job through every action. When we get to the end of the book of Job, we see Job was given everything he lost, and then some. Because even though he lost his children, even though he lost his herd, his cattle, all of that stuff, God gave him all that back, only because he trusted him. And he'll do that for you too, my friend. All you have to do is be faithful and trust in the Lord, because Job stayed the course, all while believing that God was and is all-powerful. That's what you got to do. God not only used the situation to strengthen Job's faith, but God also taught Job to have patience when he was weak. Doesn't that sound like us? We sometimes don't have any patience. We just want it, and we want it now. We don't want to wait. We don't want to wait for God to do it. But God might have a plan in between the time of waiting to be fulfilled, which he always does, to show us something, teach us something, and get us to the other side of the great divide of whether it be anxiety, depression, or whether we're down and out and we can't pick it up, or whether our body is broken And somewhere's in there, there's a message. And he's whispering to you just like he whispered to me this week, one foot in front of the other, brother. That's all he wanted me to do, just keep on moving. He said, I'll get you through this. We're going to push through this devil's nonsense, and we're going to take over, and we're going to get through this. And then on the other side, life's going to come out much better for you. And that's what I'm telling you you need to do. When we read of Job's life, we learn that just leave it in God's hands, no matter how hard the situation. If we ask for God's help and doubt nothing, as Job did, we will know the love of God. Our prayers are always answered. Maybe not the answer we want, but what God feels is best. Because you know something? Our life should be in the glory of God, doing always for God and not for ourselves. And those answers we get will be the answers of God and His will in His timing for our life. Amen? When we ask anything in God's name, He is just and faithful to give it to us. Matthew 7:7 says this. It says, ask and it shall be given. You seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And many don't believe that. And they don't put their trust in God to do that. They start saying, oh, I'm praying for God to do it. And then all of a sudden they go and grab the reins, the stagecoach, and run it right over the cliff. Because they think they know better. I'm trusting God. God's going to take care of it. But while He's doing that, I'll go do this. Instead of leaving it at God's feet and saying, okay, you tell me what you want, because I'm doing this because of you to benefit myself, yes, but mostly because you told me that's what's best for me. And my faith is that what's best for me is that I trust you, and that's why I'm leaving it at your feet, Lord. And I'm not walking away, and I'm not being lazy, and I'm not being a fool, but I'm trusting you to take care of it for me. That's what we're supposed to be doing. But listen to this, folks. Be careful for what you ask, because God is just, and He'll give it to you. And sometimes what we're asking for is really not what we want. Like the times that I thought, well, I just want to get drunk and have a good time, and I just want to come out the other side, and I just want to be able to do this because I think that's what's best for me. And God says, you know what, I'll give you the desires of your heart, and you're going to find out what happens. And before you know it, life falls apart. So be careful for what you ask, folks. When you ask, look up the prayers in the Bible of the others. Look up what God said He will give you if you ask. God offers us everything we need in the Scriptures, and it's written there, folks. If you look up His promises, He promises He'll give us certain things. You ask for those and pray for them, and guess what? You'll have them. One of them is a great life. One of them is a very good life if you just ask for it. It's not about the monetary, folks. It's about the peace in your heart and your life, knowing that God's with us always. Now look here. I wrote Isaiah 41:10 in my notes, but I also, in the process of writing 41:10, I wanted to write down these other things because it's important that you see this. 41:10 says, but thou, Israel, art my servant. Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. And that's verse 8. Verse 9, though whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, be away. I am glad the Lord chose me, and He didn't cast me away, believe me. And fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am the God, thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You know, in Job 10, he said, it's His righteousness. I'll hold you up with my righteousness. Not yours, not what you think is right, but what I know is right. Joshua 1:9, and we're going to go there now. In Joshua 1:9, folks, in Joshua, the Lord tells Joshua that Moses, my servant, you see, again, my servant, and that means that we should be serving Him. That means if we're serving Him, we're not serving ourselves. That means that if we're doing what God asks us to do, we would not be worried about what we want for ourselves or what we want for our family or friends, but what God wants for us and for our family and friends, and for those that we meet along the way. And if we're sharing the gospel, folks, with the friends that we meet and our family, they'll see that we're not somebody to just take lighted, because it means this. We believe in God so much that we want to please God with all our being. And listen, if you're a servant of God, like Moses was a servant of the Lord, and then it says here, my servant is dead. Moses died. Take the people and go to the land He gave them, it says in my notes. And that's from the verse. And He says, tells them in verse 9, what does it say? It says this. It says, look, in verse 9, have not I commanded thee? Be strong And of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whatsoever thou doest, or whatsoever thou goest, wherever thou goest, excuse me, not feeling right, and I'm not moving fast enough. But he says, listen, wherever I send you, he was telling Joshua, no matter where I send you, no matter what I tell you to do in this world, do this. Know that I'm giving you good courage. I'm going to be there. I'm going to give you the strength. And do not be afraid, neither be discouraged, neither be dismayed. In other words, don't fret on these things because I'm there with you. Deuteronomy now. We got to go to Deuteronomy because these are all in my notes, and I want to make sure I get them all in this morning. Deuteronomy 31:6 says this, be strong. Again, being strong and of good courage. Where does it all come from? This comes from the Lord. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Nor be afraid of them. Who? Who are we being afraid of? Our enemies, or the world, or those that want to discourage us, or those that want to bring us down and say we can't do these things that the Lord tells us to do and share the gospel. Some don't want to hear it. Don't be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, it says, he it is that doth go with thee, and he will not fail thee nor forsake thee. I don't know how many times I've shared the gospel to somebody that before I got to say anything about the Lord, I'm wondering how they're going to take it. Or even while I'm in the middle of sharing the gospel, how they're going to respond. In fact, I had a dream this morning, something I said to someone they didn't like. And I'm thinking it's probably along the line of the message this morning. Because guess what? Sometimes we have our process of thinking going on in our head. We go to sleep and it's still thinking. And then we wonder, how do we sort out this dream, right? Well, I don't know how that works out. I'm not some dream. I don't know how to interpret dreams, believe me. But I will say this much. It says here, he it is that doth go with me, it says thee, but with me, and I'm putting my name in there, he will not fail me, he will not forsake me, he will stay with me because I am faithful and just and put my strength towards the Lord and say, you lift me up. I said to an older man yesterday, good old Christian man yesterday, we were talking, there's Field, he's a farmer, and I was talking to him and I said to him, you know, never once has he failed me. And never once have I gone without, because he's always just and gives me what I need. And this body of mine belongs to him anyways, and it's his to take care of. And if he wants me to have, then he'll provide for me. And, you know, the old man, and I say old because he isn't really any much older than me, maybe by about 10 or 15 years or so. But he said to me, he said, you know, I was brought up a kid. My mother made all three of us go to church every day. And God bless him, because you know what, he turned out to be a good man. So did his son. I met him through his son. His son runs a tractor shop in the backyard. But what a good man this kid was. When I first met him, I come out of the city, having met this guy moving here to Maine, and I met this young man, and he reminded me of somebody who just had a lot of respect for people. And then I got to find out why, because he was brought up in a good family. And you know what? When you do what God asks you to do, that's what you get, you good family members. You get good friends. You got people that are following after Christ. And the Lord, it says in verse 8, and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. That means he goes before me, fixes those evils and those troubles. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed, in verse 8. And that's in the King James Version of my scriptures of Deuteronomy. And trust me, folks. We can't get away from this. 31:8 and 31 at the bottom of 31:8 it says this, neither be dismayed. What does being dismayed mean? It means don't be discouraged. Don't get upset. Don't let anxiety creep in. Don't start feeling like you're a failure. Don't think that you can't do it. You can do anything. Because with the power of God, you can do anything. I can do all things through Christ because what? Because he loves me. 13:5 of the King James says this. Verse 5, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And you know, this coveting that we do, we want. I want a lot of things too. I want another motorcycle. I want a nice tractor. I want these tools. I want a trailer. My trailer broke down. I'm having a hard time trying to get it fixed. I want all these things. You know, you start coveting, right? And God says, you're just going to have to let that be and leave it alone. and wait, have some patience, we'll fix this, we'll work it out. Everything will come together. But what? All things work together to God, to them, what? Love the Lord. Psalm 23:4 says this. If it sounds like I'm getting a little fast, I am, because we're near the end of the message. We're running close on time. Verse 23:4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You see, the Lord never leaves us. But if we should read that verse, that whole psalm, because it says in verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. If you just take those three verses, folks, you see that if you close your eyes, picture yourself being led by a shepherd, having no want or need, just like the little sheep and the little lamb, they don't have to worry about nothing when the shepherd's watching them, and then let them lay down their green pasture, where there's some water to drink if you get thirsty, where he says, I restoreth your soul. My soul gets restored because I'm at peace. I know that I have nothing to be afraid of and nothing to fear. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness in his name's sake. And check this out, folks. He doesn't play around. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't have nothing to fear. Why? Because the Lord is with me. And you know what? He has a rod and a staff that he'll beat the enemy away. He'll push the enemy back. They'll never even get near me. Oh, I may see him. Oh, I may get excited. I might be even a little bit afraid. But I don't have nothing to fear. Because the Lord says, you know what? I'm going to take care of you. And then it says here in verse 5, thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. What? Forever. And folks, God never leaves us nor forsakes us. He has always been there for me. He has always done exactly what he said he was going to do. I've never had to be afraid of anything, although I have. That's my human nature. And then there's one here, folks. The Lord, when he's calling out for your life to the end, know this. From moment to moment, no matter what, whether you're living or dying, the Lord is with you. Sure, life's hard at times, but we're blessed with love, with laughter, with joy. We can have all those if we just put all these things that bother us and trouble us in back and look and focus on God. And in the moment when we're blinded by the troubles of any situation, because the devil loves to keep us in that little space where he says, oh, you don't have a God. If your God is so great, just like with Jesus on the cross, those people were saying, if you believe there's a God and you're supposed to be God, then climb down from there. Well, sometimes we got to go through these troubles, folks. But know that the Lord is with you. He ain't leaving you. The devil likes to make you think he does. The devil likes to make you think that he can't hear you, that God's not listening, that God isn't with you right through the whole thing. But you know, God is there. God will fix every situation for you. It may not be what you want or what you think you want, but it's what to make your life better. There's an old saying, folks, and I told you this a few minutes ago. It's put one foot in front of the other. That's what we should be doing no matter what in our life, no matter how bad things get. Don't lay down. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't sit there like a fool and think that God, well, if there is a God, why am I going through all this? Stop crying and whining and pick yourself up and start praying and praising. When you start doing that, then God will pick you up. He'll praise you. You'll start feeling better. You'll start realizing, you know what? God never left. Move along. Regardless of the situation, all things work out. All things work together for them that love the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Now, my last song for you folks this morning is Bringing in the Sheaves. And I chose that because I think it's time for you all to get saved and get to know the Lord. And I hope that you'll do that in your own heart. Thank you for coming out. Praise you. The song will play. It'll play in archives. Come visit me, William Preacher Bill Barnes, over at Facebook. God bless you and thank you for being here this morning. Amen. Have a great day now. This is the last of my songs for the day. It's about 3 minutes, and I'm going to leave it and let it play out. God bless you.